VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Leela. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Welcome to the CNN 10 News Report. I'm Leela. North Korea announces successful weapons test, and thinner, more energetic Kim Jong-un appears at parade. North Korea recently announced they have successfully test-fired cruise missiles. The missiles flew for 2 hours before hitting targets 1,500 kilometers away, all within North Korean territory. North Korea has tested ballistic missiles before. The tricky thing with cruise missiles is that they're harder to detect than ballistic, but experts say most cruise missiles aren't designed to carry nuclear warheads. Now, here's some global context for this display of power. This is the most significant weapons test by North Korea since U.S. President Joe Biden took office in January. Apart from former President Donald Trump's historic meetings with North Korea, the U.S. and North Korea have been rivals ever since they stopped fighting each other in the Korean War in 1953. An additional point of interest in this story is the timing. North Korea announced its success before a meeting between America, Japan, and South Korea took place. These three countries are allies, and communist North Korea was the subject of their meeting in Japan on September 13th. What is North Korea trying to convey with its actions and announcement at this point in time? Well, analysts think it's trying to show off its importance. The country does this with elaborate parades as well, and the massive parade on September 9th, where the world saw a much thinner Kim Jong-un, was no exception. Now, this is something you've got to see in the video to believe. Food delivery companies suing New York City government. When restaurants in New York City were forced to close or limit their dining room capacity because of COVID last year, many restaurants turned to food delivery services like DoorDash or Grubhub. To help restaurants keep their costs down on to-go orders, New York's government set up limits on how much these food delivery services could charge the restaurants. The most was 15% of the cost of your order, plus an extra 5% for fees. It sounds like a good deal for the restaurants, but when New York City recently voted to make these limits permanent, food delivery companies decided they had had enough. Grubhub, DoorDash, and Uber Eats are all currently suing the government, which they say doesn't have the right to interfere in business economics. New York's law department says it does and will defend the case in court. San Francisco has also put delivery limits in place, and DoorDash and Grubhub are suing there as well. These legal battles aren't the only sign of change in America's food industry due to COVID. Restaurants and delivery companies in some areas are struggling with a shortage of willing workers. To find out more about the situation and how one Texas restaurateur in particular is creatively handling the labor shortage, you'll have to watch the video. And now, our sentence of the day. They say the government is illegally interfering with agreements reached between restaurants and delivery companies, that the city shouldn't have the power to decide business economics. That sentence again. They say the government is illegally interfering with agreements reached between restaurants and delivery companies, that the city shouldn't have the power to decide business economics. Let's look at some vocabulary from the sentence. Interfere. This means to involve yourself in a situation when your involvement is not wanted or is not helpful. For example, tell your doctor if you're currently taking any medicine, as some foods may interfere with your prescription. Agreement. This means a decision or arrangement, often formal and written, between two or more groups or people. For example, the new owner has to return any original property to the seller under the terms of the agreement. Delivery. This means the act of taking goods, letters, parcels, etc., to people's houses or places of work. For example, local police have received complaints of parked cars and delivery vehicles causing problems for pedestrians. Today's CNN 10 video left me with some questions, gray area questions that have the potential to make us uncomfortable, but are nevertheless important to ask. What parallels can we draw between a massive show of power and importance at a national level and on a personal level? When a person invests great time and effort into showing off and demonstrating their power, what is really driving them on the inside? When a nation, such as North Korea, puts this much effort into a display of power, what might this reveal about the internal affairs of said nation? The conflict regarding government intervention in private business practice seems to me to be another parallel, this time with parent and child. At what point is intervention on behalf of another warranted? At what point is it intrusive? Where do we draw the line? These are the questions that come to my mind as I consider the gray area. I'm Leela, and that's the news for now.